خود میں ہے کلی کلی ہے چمن.
18 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning, the first of Ramadan 1442. We have our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. I want to welcome the listeners of Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Ustad, welcome to the show this morning. Being the first of Ramadan, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Today is the first of Ramadan here in South Africa. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for his recurring bounties and favors. O esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, on this Mubarak blessed day, let us recite the dua. Last night after Maghrib, I scanned the sky and we saw the moon and the crescent, it was very faint, and we read the dua, my wife and myself. Come, let's read one dua at least. Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. These words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, make this month of Ramadan a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, the entire humanity, Ya Allah, wa rushdin, and a month of righteousness. Again, it is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, inshaAllah, the entire month of Ramadan, 1442, you will be listening to the tafsir and commentary of Surah Yusuf. And that is where we start today. Chapter number 12, Surah Yusuf. It was revealed to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the migration to Medina Munawwara, and it comprises 111 verses. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah, who is very, very gracious and very, very merciful. Now the message. Why was Surah Yusuf revealed? Sometimes the way people explain it, you will think it is a narrative and a story of a love story. Nay, remember, there are great, great lessons to learn. There was jealousy, there was pride, there was arrogance, so many things. But always remember, the truth will be triumphant. And Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, what is the meaning of Yusuf? Yusuf means to be so handsome. And the more and more Almighty Allah increases his bounties upon him, and he overcomes the difficulties. What we have done in our society, we have corrupted this name, Allah forbid. Sometimes the son's name is Yusuf and we say Isup or Esop, that's incorrect. Sometimes we say Jusup and so forth, that's incorrect. We need to be careful regarding the names. Innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyama bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger, peace be upon him, said, tomorrow tomorrow on the day of justice, the day of judgment, you'll be called by your name and your father's name, your biological father's name. Hence choose good names, the hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif. And 27 times his honorable name is mentioned in the Noble Quran, and one entire surah and chapter dedicated to this mighty messenger, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, son, and Jacob's son Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. Alif Lam Ra. We call these letters Al Huruful Muqatta'at, the broken letters. So it has a mystical meaning. Wa ma ya'lamu ta'wilahu illallah. Only Almighty Allah knows the meaning. So you can then pose a question and say, but the Quran Sharif is a book of guidance. So how come you have certain words or letters that nobody knows the meaning except Almighty Allah? So we will respond and say, you see, that the Quran Sharif, 114 chapters, 6,236 verses, are the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was, it is, it will always remain the greatest miracle of the Master alayhi salam. And a challenge was given to humanity and the entire creation. You bring a replica of the entire Quran. They could not do that. Similarly, it was given to them a challenge, and that was bring 10 surahs, 10 chapters that are equivalent to the Quran in beauty and style. That also they could not do. Last night in Taraweeh, our extra prayer, we read chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse 23. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا. If you are in doubt what we have revealed to our beloved messenger and Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّمْ مِثْلِهِ. Then you bring a replica of one surah, chapter 2, verse 23. One chapter equivalent to 3 verses. Till today, no linguist, no Arab, non-Arab could manage that. So the miracle of the Quran Sharif continues, and it shows it is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. You put up a magnificent building, 100, 200 stories, and you challenge the people in your country, in your continent, see if you can put something like that. Almighty Allah says, Yasin, Taha, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra. Take these alphabets, take these letters of the Arabic alphabets, and see what you can do. Just bring a replica to the Noble Quran. So this is the challenge Almighty Allah is giving humanity, and this challenge remains for posterity as well. Tilka ayatul kitabil mubin. That these are the verses of the Quran, of the book, which makes things manifest and clear. So every verse is a ayah, is a sign, is a symbol of Almighty Allah. And if our hearts are receptive, then everything will make sense and everything will enter the inner recesses of our heart. But if we take the glass, the cup, we place it upside down and open the tap, nothing will happen. So keep that heart open, remove the jaundiced eye and the prejudice from our hearts, then everything will be that magnet that the Quran Sharif is. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiya. Indeed, we revealed this Quran Sharif in the Arabic language. Why is Quran called Quran? It comes from the word qara'a, to read. Why is Quran called Quran? It comes from the word Qarana. All the verses, all the chapters are connected and attached and interlinked with one another. It is in the Arabic language. My dear brother Muslim, my sister Muslima, many of you, because I received the questions, they say, we are not reading the Noble Quran, we are reading the translation now in Ramadan. That is unacceptable. Remember, Quran is only exclusively in Arabic. What you are reading is not Quran. What you are reading is a translation of the Quran. And many a time the translator can make a mistake. Hence in English we say, many a time a translator say he's a traitor. He will subtly put some poison, some toxic material there, depending whose tafsir and commentary you are reading. So always make the concerted effort and start today that every day I'm going to read the Quran Sharif in the Arabic language. Yes, you embrace Islam, you don't know Arabic, so now start making a concerted effort. Remember that. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, so that you understand the message which Almighty Allah is conveying to me and you and the jinn, the unseen and invisible creation, because the first audience were the Arabs. Now Almighty Allah tells us one distinction of Surah Yusuf. You see Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Their stories, narratives, incidents are mentioned in various places in the Noble Quran. But Surah Yusuf, Almighty Allah mentioned it in a chronological manner, and it is in sequence, and it is to show us so many lessons. So therefore the Quran Kareem teaches us, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ, we are rehearsing, informing you, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ, the best of stories, incidents, events and narratives, because of this reason here. And it shows you how the truth will always be triumphant and why the batil, always the falsehood, must perish. بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, because we send the wahi revelation to you. Almighty Allah is one and alone, but many a place and several places Almighty Allah use the term we. It is a symbol and sign of respect and reverence. It is Almighty Allah using the royal pronoun. It is to stamp his authority. I do as I please. Who can question Almighty Allah why the sunrise is 6 o'clock, why the sunset is 7 o'clock in certain towns and cities and continents? None in the creation. So Almighty Allah stamping his majesty, sovereignty, authority, bima awhayna ilayka hadhal Quran, we have sent the revelation to you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of this Quran Sharif. Wa in kunta min qablihi, although you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O messenger, peace be upon you, min qablihi, before the revelation regarding this incident, wa in kunta min qablihi la min al-ghafilin, you are unaware of it, meaning you did not know about it. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this incident and so forth. And this is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, tilka min amba'il ghaybi nuhiha ilayk, that all this wahi and revelation, remember a lot of the know the stories of the unseen, the stories of the past, the present, the future. So all this is wahi revelation we send to you directly, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O messenger, because you are the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. Ma kunta ta'alamuha, and before that you did not know. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the greatest knowledge in the entire universe and creation, and Almighty Allah is alimul ghaybi wa shahada. His knowledge was, is, will always be all-encompassing, all-embracing. Chapter number 11, Surah Hud, verse number 49. Alhamdulillah, that is the first three verses. وَإِن كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنْ الْغَافِلِينَ, that before this you are unaware of it and you did not know about it, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few announcements. Today is the first of Ramadan. Our schedule has changed slightly. I will just mention that today at 10 o'clock to 10:30 is Hadith lesson by Maulana Zahid Khan, very interesting, from Riyadhus Salihin. And thereafter, 10:30 to 11 will be the lecture by Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimahullah. This is the month of detoxification. And then 11 to 12, Maulana Arafat and myself, the bliss of marriage. 12 to 1, Maulana Katani. And then from 1 to 2 will be my tafsir, the present tafsir, and from the archives. And then remember this, you can can diarize it. It will be live on Sirius FM and on Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. From Monday to Thursday between 2 to 2.30, we will have a special Q&A Monday to Thursday daily. And that will be special Q&A regarding Ramadan and related issues. And then 2.30 to 3 will be Mauna Ridwan Kaji. And then the program will continue as normal, inshallah.
Ustaz, can a female lead others in Taraweeh? And if she's reading alone, can she read a little louder, Ustaz?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. If you want to study and solve any problem, our first point of reference must be the Noble Quran, and thereafter the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 7. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, "Wama ataakumur Rasul." What Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought and commanded, fakhudhu, you must accept it. وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ أَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited, from that you must abstain. So the question is, Imamatun Nisa, can a lady be imam and leader for other ladies? When you go to the hadith kitab, where you find the traditions, the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is mentioned the heading Tarjamatul Bab, Imam Abu Dawood wrote, that is Imamatun Nisa, and that is the leader, that imam, the lady being imam. So yes, Umme Waraka's incident is mentioned in Medina Munawwara, that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to her house, made dua, all that, and she said she will be the imam for the ladies. Therefore, the Shafi'is, they allow that, and remember, the Hanbalis allow it, Hanafis say not permissible, and the Malikis also discourage it. So therefore, if the ladies are making their own jamaat, then remember there's no adhan and so forth. The lady imam for the ladies will stand slightly in front, not like the men right in front. And obviously she will read loudly the Quran Sharif Taraweeh. And if the lady is reading on her own and there's no men there, strange men or anything, and she reads Taraweeh Salat slightly loudly and so forth, so that will be permissible and no problem with that. These are academic discussions, alhamdulillah. And remember, after the Taraweeh, then witr, we should be reading the Sunnah Dua in Ramadan and out of Ramadan. After the witr, we read Subhan al Malik al Quddus, Subhan al Malik al Quddus. And third time, raise your voice slightly, Subhan al Malik al Quddus. And you prolong it, the hadith in Sunan Nasai. So every sunnah we should try and learn, memorize and implement, inshallah.
Well, that is, it is time to calculate my zakat. I have Kruger coins to start. How do I evaluate its value? Because different stores have given me different prizes, which are even higher than the gold prize, Ustad.
Remember, take the maximum price, and let's say it's 100,000, the gold coins and what have you, and with that you must add your stock in trade, with that you must add your cash in different currency, so all that you put together, so let's say it came to 100,000, so then 2,500 zakat you have to pay. Came to 1,000,000, so 25,000 you'll have to pay. That zakat is for the poor Muslims and the destitute Muslims. You can pay that amount in cash or in kind, and pay it now in Ramadan, mashallah. Always zakat, let us rather pay more, because anfa'a lil fuqara, more poor Muslims will benefit. And remember, that does not mean that we don't give voluntary charity. The voluntary charity is sadaqah, and remember that we give to non-Muslims, Muslims, anybody we give to who's poor. We see so many people don't have food, people are begging and so forth, so we must put a smile on their faces as well. So it is the month of charity. وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرَ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, peace be upon him, was more generous in this month of Ramadan than a gusting wind and a hurricane. So therefore, daily, O Muslim, O Muslimah, give somebody something, alhamdulillah.
Somebody says, Ustad, what's the reason for not reading Bismillah? before Surah Tawbah, Ustad.
Remember that Surah Tawbah is the only chapter of the Noble Quran where you will not find Bismillah written there, and it is chapter number 9 of the Noble Quran. The easy answer for it is, remember what Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said. He said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is a manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah, and remember that Surah speaks about the punishment for the disbelievers, the hypocrites, and so forth. So therefore, the Bismillah has been omitted. But remember, there are 114 chapters in the Noble Quran, and Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is mentioned 114 times in the Noble Quran, 113 times in the beginning of the surahs, the chapters. So where is the 114th one? In chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, the end, the letter Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam sent to Bilqis, the queen of Sheba there in Yemen, innahu min Sulaiman. It is from Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, Solomon, the king, the messenger, the mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. Wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And he wrote the name of Almighty Allah, who is very gracious, very merciful. Chapter 27, verses 30 and 31. Allah ta'alu alayya wa atuni muslimin. Don't be arrogant with me, and better submit to me. Lo and behold, she came. She embraced Islam, everything. Whether they got married or not, the Quran Sharif does not tell us. The authentic Sunnah does not tell us. But some commentators and some historians have mentioned, yes, they got married as well. So there you will find the 114, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, chapter 27 and verse number 30.
I see Jerry says he's listening to you this morning. I see you guys wake up so early part of the morning. And he says, Ramadan Mubarak to the team of Markaz Ustad. Jerry.
Thank you, my brother Jerry. So we gave you permission yesterday. Jerry, you are listening. You record it and you play it on your radio station anytime. So Almighty Allah gives guidance to whosoever he wants. You know, Jerry, you're speaking about waking up early. So last night when I went to sleep at around 11. So then I asked my wife, what time was I put my alarm? So I told her I put my alarm at 3:33. So that is, you understand, that's the time I must wake up at Mawlana Arafat and then wake up 2:00 because they have to be at 3:00. So Almighty Allah reward them, reward their families, our brother Junaid Khan, our brother Riyaz Hussein, for the great, great sacrifice they make. Allah Jalla Wala reward them.
So what time do we start fasting, sir? Do I have to bath before fasting? Or can I bath at night? Irene, Ustad.
Sister Irene, remember that in Ramadan it's good to take a bath at night or during the day. It's no problem, whatever is suitable, convenient for you. It depends where you are. If you are in our part of the world, in South Africa, Johannesburg and so forth, so today the cut-off time was 5:06. What was your cut-off time for Durban today, Mona?
4:50.
4:50. So it shows that 10 to 5. So you had to be finished already at 10 minutes before 4:05 day in the Durban area, and here by us just say 5:05, so 15 minutes difference plus minus. So in that way there, now the whole day till sunset, so we started say 5:00, is 5:06, but just say 5, so till 6:00 or so, remember, no water, nothing, no food, not a grain of rice, nothing will enter our mouth. And we do all this to show our love for Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, and so that we learn self-discipline by suppressing our desires. So that is what siyam and fasting is all about.
Ustad, Ummi Anisa from Australia, she wants to know what's the masla for the COVID test while fasting, Ustad.
Remember that yesterday so many people sent me this WhatsApp and email and so forth. If you have to go, you are going to travel ABC place to XYZ, you have to take the COVID test and so forth. So the COVID test will not break your fast. Remember that your fast will still be valid and your fast is accepted, inshallah. So if you go in traveling and so forth and have to take the COVID test, remember your fast will be valid.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, it says that Can a Maulana charge us for his services, for du'as, for barring our mommy, etc.? He says he is not charging for du'as, but for his time, Ustad.
So remember that these type of Maulanas, you must not contact them. So there must be other 100 Maulanas, other 10, 5 Maulanas, Imam Sheikhs, that remember who know how to bury and so forth. So this is a hila they are using. In Mansa Dwart is another Mansa Brut. So somebody passes away, so he's number one, and he'll be there just to supervise everything, make a dua and pay 500 rand, 1000 rand, 2000 rand. Perform nikah, pay me 5,000 rand, 2,000 rand. So they just wait for these type of things here. So what need is there? We read so many janazah salats with Allah shundal prayers. We made dua. We perform nikah. Not one day we took a cent or anything. So you will find people today also who will do it for the love of Allah. Don't go to such people. They will make this also into a money-making gimmick also. So that's my advice on that issue.
I see Brother Mahmood Ustad from Blackburn. He says, respected Honorable Mufti Saab, is the fast of Ramadan more sacred than Salah for women in Haid? Because if we miss a Ramadan fast, we have to make it up after Ramadan. While Salah, we don't have to repeat any Mas Salah. From Blackburn, Ustad.
MashaAllah, how's everybody in Blackburn? We made 3 Ramadans with you there in Blackburn, in England, in UK. Give salams to our Maulana Siddat and all the team there. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you.
Ameen.
Look at the beauty of Islam. That a Muslim male, female, who's sane and mature, has to pray 5 times a day. And the times for prayers are designated. Inna salata kanat alal mu'minina kitaba mawquta. And a lady, her menses, normally she will have 5 days, 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, 10 days. It fluctuates, but around there. So we must remember this will be monthly. And you take fasting, is 1 month you have to fast in the whole year. So 11 months you don't have to fast. So it shows if the lady is going to mass, you must remember 9, 10, 11 fast. So 10 fast is maximum according to Hanafis. For menses, 10 days. Shafis say 15 days. So let's say even 9 days, 10 days, 11 days if you take the Shafi'i school. So she has 11 months to make the qada. So in a case like that, if she keeps 1 fast per month, there is no taklif, no difficulty, no mashaqa. Therefore, Quran teaches us in the very context of Ramadan, chapter number 2, verse number 185, Yuridullahu bikumul yusra. Wala yuridu bikumul usr. Almighty Allah wants ease for you. Almighty Allah does not want difficulty for you. So qada, that you make up that fast at other times when you are clean, my sister, you have 11 months. But now you're going to miss 10 days salat. So 10 days salat you miss is 50 salat. And then to make the qada every month is very difficult. So therefore that is saqit is waived off, because Almighty Allah is Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. So remember, salat is more important than siyam. The prayer is more important than fasting. But they won't be qada, and they don't have to read the salat, which you must due to menses or sister or postnatal and so forth, nifas, because there's haraj and difficulty. But in the siyam, in the qada of fasting, there's no difficulty. So that is the underlying factor and the rationale why there is qada for fasting and no qada for the salat that you must due to your menses.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that while we're fasting, can we continue listening to the radio stations that play music, etc.? What should we abstain from while fasting? Brother Rakesh, Ustad.
My brother Rakesh, may Almighty Allah guide you, bless you, and guide all of us, and bless all of us. When a Muslim, a true Muslim, says he's fasting, my brother Rakesh, it is not just abstaining from eating, drinking, husband-wife relationship. Remember, it has a greater connotation. So what is the greater connotation and message, my brother Rakesh? My eyes, I have to guard it. No TV and movies and all that. It's like my ears, I have have to guard it. No music, no backbiting, gossiping. Third one, my tongue. Then no swearing, abusing, and so forth. So from head to toe, simple example, my brother Rakesh, you are driving a Nissan, a Toyota, Mercedes, BMW. It flashes there on your speedo and so forth. You know, nowadays the cars are sophisticated. Bring in your car for service within the next 1,000, 2,000 kilometers. Major service, service A, B, C, they got all different terms. So what is the major service? Bumper to bumper service. Everything, they will check it out. So the Muslim, he goes through the bumper service, head to toe. We have to move away from the vices and move towards the virtue. And why? To make our, to reaffirm our love to Almighty Allah, to reconfirm our love for the Messenger Mustafa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we do that lovingly, willingly, and sincerely.
So, Ustaz, can an Imam express milk while fasting from Marlboro Ustad?
Sister, remember that breastfeeding will not break the fast. But you, Ummi, you mother, Murdi'a, you must see that if you are fasting, and will you have enough supply of milk for that wonderful flower baby of yours? So if you will have enough supply and you breastfeed, so mashallah, your fast is valid, your baby is comfortable, and so forth. But if you fear and you know you don't have enough milk supply, and if you're not going to eat and drink and so forth, and then it might cause harm to that wonderful baby and flower of yours, then in that case, you should not fast, oh sister. Rather, you eat and drink in privacy, and then you continue breastfeeding and so forth because of short supply. But the fatwa, the verdict is this: the act of breastfeeding, remember, will not break the fast. Certain things come out from the body. A person spits the saliva and so forth, so the fast is valid. Our perspiration comes out from the body, the fast is valid. So similarly, the lady breastfeeds, the fast is valid. But always remember, don't let your baby and your flower suffer because of short supply. That will be very unfortunate. Rather than you keep the qada, and Allah will reward you the same reward, inshallah.
Ustaz, the revered sister says, I want to know if you read Quran in English, is it accepted, Ustaz?
Remember that you can read it, but that does not mean, my sister, that you just suffice on that. You must learn the basic Arabic and so forth. Wherever you are, you will have the appa, the muallima, the female teacher and so forth. So go to her and remember, tell her you want to learn from scratch, takhti what we call, and so forth, the board. You know, in the good old days we used to have, nowadays everything modernized. So they'll teach you the Arabic alphabet, how to join the letters and so forth. And in 1-2 months, inshallah, if you are dedicated, sincere, then you will be able to learn how to at least read the basic. And then you must learn to by heart all the surahs that you have to read, all the chapters in Salat. For example, Surah Fatiha. You must learn that by heart, but you don't know the Arabic alphabet. So when a person embraces Islam, we write it down for him. Alhamdu. A-L-H-A-M-D-U. So one word, Alhamdu. Then next word, Lillahi. We call it transliteration. So we transliterate it in the English language, and then he or she, the person, looks at it, and then they by heart it, memorize it. So yes, you can continue with the translation, but remember, it is dangerous because some places you won't even understand what's going on. Therefore, you require a teacher. And you have to learn the basic Arabic, so to read the Quran, and how to learn the surahs and chapters which you must read in the salat, daily salat prayers. So you will have to learn 5 surahs minimum, Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter, and 4 other surahs, short surahs. So in that way there, that you can perform your salat and prayer correctly.
I see Brother Christopher is with us this morning. He says, AK, could you please explain to me, how does your Taliban soldiers still fast in this month of Ramadan? Ustad, Christopher.
My brother Christopher, you must remember Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the Noble Quran has mentioned, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, 89 different places. So why has Almighty Allah mentioned this? Quwwat-e imani ko batane ke liye, to show us the motivation, inspiration of our iman. With faith, we can conquer mountains also. So you see, the Red Army of Russia invaded Afghanistan in 1979, and after 10 years, they had to put their tail between their legs and run, and the whole Soviet Union, you must remember, disintegrated. Same thing is happening if you study the history of Afghanistan. It was the graveyard for the British Empire. It was the graveyard, remember, for the Soviet Union, and now it's becoming the graveyard for the Americans. By end of April, they have to move it up, or otherwise they will suffer more casualties. So remember, the Taliban have shown the world that, remember, we will not give up our Islam, we will not apologize for Islam, we will not compromise on our Islam, but we are a people, as Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the second successor of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in 637 Gregorian calendar, when they conquered Palestine. And if you just follow the news, you will see Silwan. Silwan is near Masjid al-Aqsa, which the Jews and the Zionists want to steal and occupy even now. So you must remember when he came, and then he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And Sahaba, the companions who were there, Tabi'in, they said, Allahu Akbar. And the mountains echoed the Takbir, and that mountain is called Jabal al-Mukabbar, the mountain of Takbir. Nevertheless, the golden words of Sayyidina Umar, Nahnu qawmun azzana Allahu bil Islam. We are a people, Allah gave us honor because of Islam. Wa mahma natlubu ghayrahu la adhallana Allah. Seek any other ism, like the West and East and what have you, then Allah will disgrace us. So they have that conviction, and they are prepared to take your enemies on. Sahaba, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brother Christopher, second year after the migration, 17th Ramadan, the epic battle took place in Badr. One side, the Muslims, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, 313 soldiers, companions of the Master, alayhi salam. On the other side, the Pharaoh of this Ummah, Abu Jahl and company, thousand of them. They were singing, wine and swine was flowing. So all that was going on, because for them, they thought it's a foregone conclusion. End of the day, 70 of the non-Muslims were killed, 70 taken captives. Second year after the Hijrah, today if you go there, you will see that land looks so different from everything else. Or in Ramadan, on the 8th year of the Hijrah, you will find that on the 21st of Ramadan, you see, today we started Surah Yusuf. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Nabi Yusuf forgave his brothers who dumped him in the well. Now the same mushrikeen and polytheists and idol worshippers are seeing how the status quo has changed. Makkah has become a place of Islam. The idols are then finished and blasted to smotherings. What will happen to us? They were wondering. Go antumutulaqa. This is rahmatulil alameen. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi Salam. Chapter 21, verse 107. He granted them amnesty. He forgave them. Go. Kultu lakum kama qala Yusuf likhwatihi. I tell you today what Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam told his brother. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. There is no blame on you. That was the turning point, my brother Christopher. And yadkhuluna fi deenillah afwaja. 90%, 95% of the Arab Peninsula embrace Islam. Until today, Islam carries on. One point before I finish. Today is, every day I'll give you one, inshallah. You must remind me, Mawlana Arafat, that today is the first of Ramadan. In our history, Christopher, what happened? It was the first of Ramadan. And it is the reign of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Lo and behold, and what do we see? That Amr bin As radiallahu an is a general and a commander first of Ramadan, the 20th year after the Hijrah and Egypt is conquered. Work it out from 20 to 1442, 1422 years, Egypt is still a Muslim country, and Arabic is the language there, the lingua franca. This is the miracle, the karamat of Sahaba. They conquered not land and sand, they conquered the hearts of people. May Almighty Allah bless you during this Ramadan. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Jazakallah khairan to you, Mohan Arafat, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.